Worship the Lord, the God and King, the one who put together everything. He is worthy of all the praise. Lift your heart, your hands, and say, Jesus, lead me in the way that I should go, so I will know exactly what to do and what to say. Give the Lord the praise and bless. Fix your eyes upon Jesus. He is the author and the finisher of your faith. What to do? Gonna praise Him. What you gonna do when you don't know what to do? I'm gonna praise Him. He's so amazing now. I know what to do when I don't know what to do. I know what to say when I don't know what to say. I know how to find my way when I don't know how to find my way. I praise Him. So amazing. Say with me. I know what to do when I don't know what to do. I know to praise Him. He's so amazing. I know what to do when I don't know what to do. I know to praise Him. God, You're amazing. What you gonna do when you don't know? What you gonna do when you don't know? What you gonna do when you don't know what to say? Gonna praise Him. Gonna praise Him. Gonna praise Him. Gonna praise Him. Say, you know what to do. When you don't know what to do, you know to praise Him. He'll speak to you. He will lead you, guide you, give the insight, understanding, wisdom, lead you in the way He wants you to go today. Just praise Him. Just praise Him. Just praise Him. He's so God amazing. So God amazing. Praise Him. Praise Him. Praise Him. Praise Him. Jesus, we fix our eyes upon You. You are the author. You are the finisher and the perfecter of our faith. And in You we give You praise. In You we trust in You. In You we live in You. In You we believe in You. In You we have all things that pertain to life and godliness. In You. Greater is He that is in me. Say, greater is He. Come on, make it a word of prophecy. That is in me. Say, greater. Come on, lift your voice in the house. Greater. Greater, 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 greater. God, You are greater. Greater is He that is in You. Greater is He that is in You. Greater is He that is in You. Greater is He that is in you than he that is in the world. Give the Lord praise this morning. Great is God. Great is the Lord to be praised. I want you to tell someone, prophesy to someone, and then you can take your seat. Say, greater is He that is in you. This is the greatest season. Finish it. This is the greatest season of your life. This is the greatest season. This really is the greatest season. You can take your seats this morning. This truly is the greatest season of your life. What a great time. What an awesome season. What a time to be moved by what you hear from God. What God says to you, what God reveals to you. And praise God for every single thing that calls and draws and pulls and yearns at your faith. Thank God for every door of opportunity. Thank God for every avenue that God leads you in. Thank God for the things you can't figure out. Thank God for the things that you can't understand. Thank God for those times that you have to live by faith. James chapter 1, verse 2, it says, consider it pure joy, brothers and sisters. Now, here's someone that had a revelation. They saw something that you don't typically see. Here's someone that had lived by faith for a moment. Here's someone that understood the agitation of faith and the value of it. And he said, consider it pure joy. This isn't just a revelation. This was a life. This was something that was an experience. And this one said, this man says, consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials of many kinds. Every place that God leads you, He has something to show you. And the great victory, the way to walk in this great victory, the Word tells us, is this is the victory, 1 John 5:4, this is the victory that overcomes your world. This is the victory that overcomes the world. And the world needs some overcoming today. Now, the earth that God created is perfect. It's a perfect place in every design because the I Am, the Alpha and the Omega, created it. And the Word tells us He created for His purpose and for His pleasure. And we need to get hungry for the right foods. I got to go to New Mexico. I was able to spend a wonderful time with my sister for her birthday. Hadn't spent a birthday with her in many, many years. And we're very close, but we just hadn't had the opportunity or made the opportunity to spend a birthday with her. We went and spent time with her, and I ate the greatest Mexican food in the entire world. And I ate it. And I ate it. And I ate it again. And when I finished eating all that incredible, delicious Mexican, New Mexican food, which is unlike any other food, Mexican-wise, in the world, I said, I need to eat some good things. So I came home and ate fish and salad. And I will continue to eat and to eat and to eat because it is good for me. Faith is good for you. Your mind needs to feed on faith. Your mind is better when it feeds on faith. Count it all. Count it pure joy, brothers and sisters, when you face trials of any kind, because you know that the testing of your faith, or you should know, produces perseverance, the ability to just have a strong mind. Make it real simple. Faith gives you a very strong mind. So often people try to use their faith to make it easy. In other words, to get the things they need so they can go away and sit down and just relax. This is not a time to sit down. This is not a time to find a cave. This is a time to be agitated by the things that call to your faith, because we need a strong mind. We need to overcome the world. It's our call. It's our design since the genesis of time to overcome the world. Our world falls apart when our generations stop living by faith and start living by effort and intelligence. There's nothing wrong with effort. There's nothing wrong with intelligence, but it falls far short of producing what only faith can produce. Only faith. I'm not talking about trying it when you need it. I'm talking about your mind needs to feed on faith. It is the one and the only thing that keeps your mind sound. Faith is a necessary diet for your mind. Your mind has to feed on faith. And what we do is we eat the New Mexico food. We want the thing that tastes good, but it doesn't feel good after you've eaten it. We want those things that make us feel comfortable. Faith doesn't make you feel comfortable. Faith makes you feel strong. Faith doesn't make you feel relaxed. Faith makes you feel authoritative. Faith makes you feel powerful. Faith makes you feel sound. Faith communicates to your mind soundness. Faith tells you you're not going crazy. Faith tells you no one's going to lead you but the Spirit of God. Faith tells you it's going to be better than all right. Faith tells you this is pure joy. God has set us in a world where the conditions of the world consistently draw on our faith to maintain their balance. Everything within the world requires our faith. We were placed in the world, and God said, this is how the world is going to maintain its balance and how its purpose will be revealed. So he said to Adam and Eve, he said, eat everything in the garden but one thing. In other words, trust me, live by faith. Have faith that what I said is exactly what you need. So often we look for a time we can just get away, or we can just sit in a place where it's just relaxed, it's just quiet, it's just calm, and your mind begins to become weak. You become tempted. You become overwhelmed with the news of the world. Your mind needs to feed on faith, and your mind does feed on faith. Your mind craves faith. If we can get the world to begin to exercise their faith, everything will come into order. You don't have to address every problem in the world. We just need to speak faith. The gospel is called the faith. When the world begins to live by intelligence, it becomes ignorant of its purpose. But when it lives by faith, it becomes well known in its power. We were driven and designed by God, created by God, our sails of faith to be thrown up, to be driven by the wind of God's faith. The trying of these times, James says, it's for you, it's not against you. It's something that God has given you as a treat. It's something that God has given you as the source of authority. It's something God has given you as a power. It makes you strong. It makes your mind strong. When you're living by faith, you begin to see things that you wouldn't ordinarily see. And typically what we use our faith to do is what Elijah tried to use his faith to do. He ran away because Jezebel said, because you kill my prophets, if by this same time tomorrow you're not like one of them, I'll be like one of them. In other words, she was saying, I'm as serious, I'm putting my life on the line if I don't take yours by this same time tomorrow. Elijah was a man that lived by faith. He spoke the words of faith, but he heard the words of a Jezebel. He heard the words of an unrighteous queen, and the word says he became afraid. And so he went a day's journey into the wilderness, and he said, God, I want you to take my life. When you start living by the news that man disseminates instead of the good news of Jesus Christ, you start running, looking for a place to hide, and you lose your way. The mind is the strongest, the most aware, the most clear, the most powerful, the most profound, the wisest. When it doesn't know what to do, except to feed on faith. Prophetic words are God saying something to you that invokes faith on the inside of you. Sometimes it excites you. Sometimes it agitates you. Sometimes it makes you feel unnerved. Sometimes it makes you feel like running one way or the other. But it is still the call of God. Call it all, count it all joy. Count it pure joy, nothing but joy. When the different types of trying invoke your faith, and you say to your mind, you're going to feed on a diet of faith today. This is where you find your authority. This is where you find your power. You know why the world went sideways? It stopped believing. It stopped exercising faith. We work to make life so simple and so easy that we forget how to live by faith. Prophecy isn't a word to just make you feel comfortable and cozy. Prophecy is a word to agitate your mind so your mind says, I need faith to believe that will come to pass. I need faith to know that word was even for me. I need faith to make it come to pass. Your mind will tell you it's impossible. That's its job. Your mind isn't being disobedient. Your mind is calling for leadership. Your mind is calling for a diet to strengthen it. Your mind needs to feed on faith. The mind of faith is a mind of power. The mind of faith knows direction. The mind of faith hears God. The mind of faith knows what to do when the prophetic word of the Lord comes to you. We feed on faith. How? In every way that I can. Don't wait for a trying time to call you to faith. You call a trying time to faith. David did it. He came up and saw his brothers and the king and the armies of God afraid. of the opposing side. David could easily have brought lunch, obeyed his dad, and went home. He could have easily surrendered to his elder brothers and went home. He could have easily said, this looks like a situation I'm glad I'm not in, because this guy is overwhelming. This giant, this champion of theirs, this wasn't just a guy. He wasn't just a big guy. He was their champion. He was the chosen one. David could have easily have done what Elijah tried to do, just find a place to be still. If you're having trouble and you're dealing with oppression, your victory is to do something that requires faith, to put your foot in a path that requires faith. You know, you can walk in the path of the Lord, but that doesn't mean you have the heart of faith. In the wilderness, the Israelites walked in the footsteps of the Lord, but they didn't have a heart of faith. They wanted out of Egypt. They wanted to find a more comfortable place, and they wanted their mouths full, but they weren't feeding on faith. You can look for the path of God so God will lead you in an easy way. God doesn't lead you in an easy way. He makes the rough way easy, but you have to go there first. He makes the crooked way straight, but you have to walk there first. And you're not going to do it because it seems like the easy way out. The word says strong meat belongs to those who have exercised themselves by the word of God. And the word of God calls you to faith. The word of God doesn't make natural sense in a lot of different areas of your life. Believe when you can't see it. Do it when you don't understand it. Go there just because God said to. But it gives you a mind that takes dominion in the earth, because the earth needs some overcoming. This is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. The world began to fall apart when people stopped using their faith and found an easier way to live. Eve said, I think I can eat some fruit and gain the mind that I need without trying to take dominion over the earth by faith. They didn't just sit there. They didn't stand around. God said, I have a job for you. I want you to take dominion over all the earth. They weren't just running around unclothed, singing little melodies. God said, there's a work for you to do. I need you to excavate. I need you to find a way to plow, to till the soil. I need you to find a way to cause the garden to bring forth its increase. I give you dominion. And God pointed all the different areas out in the garden, and he said, this is your task. You can eat of everything. You can walk in the garden, but you will not stay in power in the garden if you don't live by faith. Do what I told you to do, and don't stop. Don't turn around. Don't go back. Don't question God. Believe God. Faith isn't about what you see. Faith is about what you cannot see. Faith isn't about watching God do what you asked him to do. Faith is about you doing what God told you to do. The most powerful minds, the most illuminated minds, are minds that feed on faith. Minds that are not misdirected because the news says so, because it's occupied by a lot of people and a lot of media, or a lot of fame, or a lot of fortune, or a lot of influence. I found typically that people of the most influence do the least and demand the most. I'd like that to just settle in for a minute. You're looking for the wrong authority in your life. You're looking for the wrong influence to help you get where you need to go. Jesus looked for those that had a heart of faith. When the centurion came to Jesus and Jesus said, I'll come, the man said, there is no reason for time to pass. There's no reason for distance to be covered. Speak the word right here and now. And the word says that Jesus marveled at his faith. God would love to marvel at our faith. God would love to marvel at your faith. And when you live by faith, you overcome every worldly position or situation or challenge around you. The point of faith is not to see what you ask for, but to ask for what you do not see. And to know that God will perform according to his word that abides in you. I in you, he said in John. I in you and you in me, because a branch can't bear fruit of itself. So how do you abide in God? How do you get the heart of God? I look for God to say something to stir me. I look for God to do something that moves me. I look for God to agitate my natural mind so my spiritual mind takes first place and my spiritual mind begins to reign and rule in the earth so I can see the things that God has determined of me to see. So I can take dominion. That word was never taken back. God wants us to take dominion in the earth. He wants you to rule in your family's lives. He said the husband is even sanctified by a godly woman that lives by faith, that obeys the word of the Lord. You can take dominion in every area of your life, but not by fighting the situation. David said of Goliath, he said first to his brothers, I'm just here to see what's going on. Why are you out cowering to this man? Because he's big, and he's better, and he's stronger. And David knew that. David wasn't blind to the fact that he was the champion. That he was a Philistine champion. Warriors. Those that came in, dominated, took over, and ruled. That was their way. Just like in your life. It looks like the world today is in such chaos. I actually love the action of chaos, because it commands something that should have been demonstrated to have altered everything. Faith in the Word of God. Faith in the unusual. Faith in the miraculous. Faith in the wondrous. When we come together and the Word of the Lord goes out, it's not about God saying what you want to hear. It's not about God telling you everything's going to be all right. It's about God saying, I have something I want you to know so you can apply your faith to the spoken word of God so you can walk in it, because I want to make it a reality in your world when it's not a reality right now, because it is faith that pleases the heart of God, because faith gives you the mind of God. A door opens and it looks incredible. And you're all excited because the door opened, like the children of Israel. The Israelites were led out of a place of bondage. Not only did they go, but they went out with jewelry and clothing. Those people of influence and authority handed it over to them because God said so. God said, do this. Ask for jewelry, ask for clothing, ask for shoes, ask for provision. They'll give it to you. Why were they not reluctant to yield over? Why were they so willing to do what they did, they being those of Egypt? Why were they willing to give their influence, their gold and their jewelry, enough to build a calf? Why were they willing to give all their wealth over? Because Israel was living by faith, because Moses was living by faith. His mind began to feed on faith. God didn't speak to Moses until Moses went up. He had to go somewhere by faith. Let me see this great sign, why this bush is not burning. God will show you something miraculous to bait the passion of your faith so you will begin to feed on faith, because God knows when you do, you'll walk in his favor, and in his favor is fullness of joy. And the only way to get there is to live by the faith of the word of God. Prophecy isn't a magic word. It's not words of prestidigitation. It is a word of faith. When God says what you don't want to hear, that's when you should get the most excited, because he's telling you something your mind is not aware of. Your mind begins to feed on faith, and the transition is tremendous. Just because you walk in a direction that God tells you to walk in doesn't mean you have the heart of God. The Israelites walked out of Egypt with jewelry and clothing and shoes, feeling great, knowing that the Egyptians were terrified because of their God. And then God moved the heart of Pharaoh. God's moving the heart of kings today. God's moving the heart of leaders today. People are doing what we hate, what we despise, because we know it's unrighteous. God's not telling them to do unrighteously, but what God is doing is telling them to walk righteous, just like he said, don't touch the tree, and they're going the other way. But God will get you where he wants you to be. He'll either turn you around or he will take you around. But one way or another, he's going to get you there. We're on a journey. We're being led by faith. And this journey can be a joy or it can be just a journey. The point of an arrival is that when you arrive, you're joyous. When you arrive, it's a joyous occasion, not just a journey. If you're craving the journey, you're going to find yourself with a weak mind, and something will overwhelm you. You'll lose your peace. You'll find your mind feeling desperate. Because prophecy doesn't lead you where it's comfortable. Prophecy leads you where it's impossible. So the impossible can take place by faith because God said so. God told Moses to do something Moses was not comfortable with. God said, I want you to go and talk to Pharaoh. Moses was insecure about his speech. And he debated with God. God knows what you're insecure about. And he wants to free you of it. More than that, he wants to empower you through it. These trying times that we're in, the gospel of Jesus Christ, the word of the living God, told us believers, consider it pure joy. How do we think about these times? I get asked that. By believers and non-believers. Can you believe that? Why would they ask me? Why would a non-believer ask me what I see coming? Because they know in whom I believe. Because anyone that knows me knows what I believe. They want to walk in your steps, but you have to have the heart of God to stand up once you get there. You have to have a heart of faith and a heart of faith towards what? Towards whatever God has said to do. And a desire to vacate or exit anything God says no. He says, if you love me, you should keep my word. And he said, you're blessed when you keep my word and you don't find it a burden. How do we do that? We feed on faith. My mind feeds on faith. So when I hear God say something, I'm excited about what God is saying. I'm excited that I can't see it. I'm glad he didn't show me a glimpse of it. I'm glad he didn't tell me anything but the impossible was going to happen. And I'm thankful when people come and contradict it, when the news contradicts it, when your lifestyle contradicts it, when your bank account contradicts it, when influence contradicts it, and God says, they're not the ones to empower you, I am. We look in the wrong direction for power and influence. The centurion said, I am a man of power. I am a man of authority. My word spoken demands action, and action takes place. But when those of influence bow their knee to those of faith, when the spirit of influence bows its knee to the word of prophecy, something incredible, unseen, unimagined, unexpected is going to take place. God said, I'll do exceeding abundant beyond all you know to ask or think according to the power that is working on the inside of you. The possible brings you into a weak place, lacking structure and security. What you're able to do on your own. We do it all the time. We go and do, we go and buy. You buy one car and you see someone else in one just a little bit better, and now you're unhappy with what you were excited about. We believe that God's going to do great things, and then they vote into office someone that you didn't want in office, and you lose your joy. You hear a mandate and you lose your joy. You think the people of influence have the power, but it's not the people of influence that have the power. It's the people of faith that wield the power of influence. Fix your eyes, fix your mind on Jesus, the author, the writer, the finisher of your faith. God spoke in the beginning. God's word is first, and he said, my word will be last. What God said, he will bring to pass. He's going to get you where he wants you to be. He's either going to turn you around and you'll be there, or he'll take you around and you'll get there. That's up to you. Count it pure joy when you face all different types of the trying of your faith. What the word is saying here is you're not a servant to it. You're not subservient to its whims and its commands and its fear. But the word of faith in you is the power that overcomes everything within this world, within this earth, because the earth needs some overcoming, so it walks in the power of God's anointing and influence. We're called to take dominion in the earth, to subdue it, to bring it under subjection to the will of the Father. Every trial you're facing, count it pure joy. And then we say things like, how can you? And I say, when you live by faith, you do. Faith tells you this is a time of pure joy. This is a season unlike any other. God will do something in this moment of time that won't be done otherwise. They say they're going to give you less. God said, let them give you less to make room so I can give you more. They say, I'm going to take what you have. And God says, let them take it. If they ask for your coat, give them your cloak also. If they smack you on one side, say, try the other. Because God said, I will be your shield and your great reward. I will uphold you. I will establish you. I will do through you the things that cannot be done. Today in the world, we're seeing things done that can be done. We will begin to see things that cannot be done as the just and the righteous stand up and begin to feed their minds on faith. You can feel the temperature of the room and feel a change when people hear news of those they think are influential in the world. And we get upset at the people of influence, and yet we watch them, and we give them ratings, and we pay attention to what they say. It invokes a jealousy that shouldn't be there. It invokes a curiosity that should not be in your mind. It invokes an awareness of things you should not be aware of. Fixing your eyes on Jesus, the author and the finisher of your faith. What is God saying about me? Lord, speak a word to me that makes me anxious, that makes me uncertain about my ability, and makes me confident in yours. Speak a word to me that transitions me from who I think I am to who I know you are. We're living in a time, the word is prophesied, is called it out. Remember, God spoke before anyone had a word to say. He said, I am the author and the finisher. I am the beginner and the end. I am the Alpha and the Omega. I am the first and the last. God had the first word, and he will most certainly have the last word. And that doesn't have to wait until the end of time to come to pass. What is the word of the Lord on the inside of you? When the centurion said, speak the word only, Jesus marveled at his faith, and he spoke the word, and it came to pass immediately. Why? Jesus was able at all times to do it, but he could only do it when someone of faith spoke an influential word that transcends time and distance and did exactly what God willed to do in the beginning. Remember, the will of the Lord is that you're well and you're strong and you're healthy, you're at peace, you're filled with joy and wisdom. Pharaoh thought he was chasing the Israelites, but in reality, he was following them. Because the word by which they were walking was a word of faith. Moses said, I don't speak well. And he said, I'm slow of speech. I can't say the word very well. And God said, I don't care about any of that. He said, I will be with your mouth. God will be with your mouth. God will be with your mouth. He will speak through you. How unfathomable in the deepest recesses of my imagination to comprehend that God would take dust and speak his authoritative, powerful word through it and bring it to pass. And that God would require the dust by which to speak his word and do his wonders. How fearfully and wonderfully made we are. When we blame a devil, you lose traction. When we blame an evil party or entity or person, you lose influence, your mind becomes weak. Because you're saying, as David's brother and King Saul said, that's pretty great. Going to take something to take it down. Anyone built a cannon yet? But David stands up and says, doesn't matter. You are the Israel of God. You are the armies of God. How can you allow your mind to conceive or perceive that this authority of influence has any influence over you? Do you not know God brought the champion before you just to bring him down and make him bow before the God of heaven? God has given us an office. Who we have in office? God did it. Count it all joy. Count it pure joy. It is God who raises up kings and brings them down. It is the Lord who turns them any way he wills. It is God. That's faith. Faith is when you get up in the morning and you say, this is the greatest season of my life, when the world says we're in catastrophe. Monkeypox, chickenpox, hockeypox, what? And of course, the place where God is going to do a wonder has the greatest number. Count it all joy. God's eye is on California. It's on other nations, other cities, and other states as well. But this is where we are today. So as the centurion said, speak the word only right here, right now, and watch the wonder of the Lord. God said, who will be afraid? Who will run? Who will stand? Who will stay? Who will speak the word of the Lord? Who will look at the Goliath, the champion, the aliens of the world and say, if God be for us, who can be against us? No one. And not only so. See, the Egyptians just wanted out of a hardship. They just wanted their mouths filled with what they wanted to eat. They wanted the jewelry and the clothing, and God gave it all to them, but it didn't keep them. What they wanted became an idol to them. And because of it, many died. Because they took their wealth and made a god out of it. But they that were on the Lord's side, those that say, we just want to hear the word of the Lord, what God says is what we do. We have a heart for faith. We don't just want out. You can walk in that way. Many of them walked in the way of the Lord, but they didn't have the heart of faith to believe God. Prophecy isn't given to you, so you just go, oh, now I just sat down say the word, write the letter, sing the song. Prophecy is given to you so you say, I see who I am in the eyes of God, and that's who I will be in my eyes. That's a mind of faith. That word didn't excite me. That word was not what I wanted to hear. But God says, I don't care, Moses. I'll be with your mind. I'll be with your mouth. Just go. And Moses had to step there before he knew the next step to take. He had to live by faith. And Moses began to feed on faith. And God began to empower him. Elijah ran into a cave. The word says an angel came. Elijah's laying there in the wilderness because Jezebel says she's going to kill him. The world says it's going to take your stuff. You don't have anything that you need that the world can take. The Lord has given you your provision, and only God can provide, and only God can sustain. So Elijah goes a day journey out. He lies down. He says, take my life, God. This is enough. Jezebel has killed all your prophets, and I'm the only one that's left. Not knowing God had 7,000 more, God says, I have plenty of prophets that haven't bowed their knee or kissed the feet of this idol. Elijah wanted to see more like him. There's nobody like you. And sometimes nobody likes you. But God is always with you. He's always with you. Always. You don't feel him, you don't sense him, you don't see him. It looks like calamity is around you or a party's going on. God is with you. And if you're facing west and he wants you to go east, one of two things are going to happen. He's either going to turn you around, face east, or he's going to take you around until you get to the east. It's all up to you. I prophesy that this generation will walk in a season of faith unlike any other. I prophesy that we will be and make a history of faith. We will walk in a season of faith, seasoned by the word of God, unlike any generation. So as the word is said, the kings of the earth will look at us and call us blessed. So those that prophesied before us but did not walk in it will watch us walk in it, will hear of the renown of God's saints in the earth today, in the year 2022 and moving forward. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to declare his word, the good news, the gospel of Jesus Christ. I pull upon the heavens of God today and pray for the unimaginable, unfathomable, unexpected, unreasonable to become the society of our nation, to become the influence and the rule in the earth. Let man speak, but God will be exalted. Let man shout, but the will and the whisper of the Lord will be heard. Word says, an angel came and fed Elijah. This seems pretty cool to me. There's Elijah asking to die because he stopped living by faith and started living by a word of an unrighteous queen. And here he has to die, and he falls asleep, and an angel taps him, wakes him up. He had angel food. Angel food cake, to be exact. Because the word says that an angel made a cake. And if you didn't know, that's where angel food comes from. And the word says that there was a cruse of water at his feet. How awesome. How gracious, how good, how kind of God. That even when we lose our way of faith, God wakes us up and feeds us faith. And the word says Elijah woke up and he ate the cake the angel made, angel food cake, and he drank the water that the angel brought, and he fell asleep again. Sometimes it takes a couple of times of God waking us up and our mind feeding on faith. And he ate again. And the angel said, eat. He said, this will be the strength that you need because you don't have the strength to go where you need to go. And it wasn't where Elijah was going that God wanted him. But it was where Elijah had to go to hear God tell him where he wanted him. For God to remind him, remember, remember. So the word says God led him to Mount Horeb, took him up. He said, I'll pass before you. And the word says God passed by in a great wind. But Elijah didn't hear anything there. Great wind that rent the rocks. Don't hear anything. And the word says that God shook the earth with a great earthquake, made a tremendous sound, a big noise. And Elijah heard nothing. He did not hear direction or the voice of God. And then a great fire. But still nothing. And the word says that it was in that voice. What was that voice? That voice of faith. And what did God say? What are you doing here? Just because you have the strength to go someplace you want to go doesn't mean it's where God wants you. But God will get you where he wants you to go. He'll either turn you around or he'll take you around. It's your choice. So he said, Jezebel's killed all the prophets and she's threatened to kill my life too. To kill me, to take my life. And God, she's not the influence. She's not the power. She's not the authority of your life. He said, turn around and go back and do as I've commanded you to do. You're going to anoint kings. And if one king doesn't do it, another king will. And not only that, but you're going to anoint a prophet in your stead. And what the kings can't do, the prophet will finish. The word of the Lord is the final word in your life. God has only good to say about you. He does. Only good. God has no evil to speak about you. And the words of the Lord are pure and upright and righteous. They're like silver refined in an earthen vessel, refined 7 times in a fire. The word of the Lord is sure and right. The word of the Lord is good. His thoughts towards you are so many and so good that you couldn't count them if you tried. His wish is not to harm you, but to bring you good, to increase you, to cause you to prosper. His will for you is perfect and right. And his will rule. But you have to have the faith to enjoy it. God led the children of Egypt out, or the children of Israel out, and Pharaoh and his army weren't pursuing them as you think. They were following them because God was leading them. The world will follow you. The world will follow you. The influence of the nations will listen to you. They will follow you. They may not believe as you believe, but neither did Nebuchadnezzar. David wasn't slow to do what he did. He responded, he lived by faith. When you speak, speak by faith. When you give, give by faith. Where you go and what you do, do by faith. Do something that invokes faith. Declare of the Lord, this is the greatest season of my life. This is the hour of the Lord. This is the day of God's favor. The Spirit of the Lord's on me. He's anointed me to declare good news. He's anointed me to speak truth. He's anointed me to walk in His favor. No evil will befall you. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the quiet waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for His name's sake. Even though I walk through what appears to be the valley of the shadow of death, it doesn't matter. I don't fear any evil because as you were with Moses, you are with me. Your rod and your staff, you correct, you direct, you instruct. You lead me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. They have nothing to say about it. You anoint my head with oil. My cup runs over. Only goodness and mercy will follow me every day of my life. And I will dwell in the goodness, the favor, the honor, the blessing, the tabernacle, the presence of the Lord forever. God said, my presence will go with you. Who will you send with me, God? Who will bolster me? Who will encourage me? Who will say, good job, going right, doing right? The greatest season of my personal life have been when no one said a word. It seemed so quiet, and I wondered if anybody got it. There was silence in the house. And God said, you're going to live by the influence of man or by the faith of God? Which simply meant just keep doing what you're doing and do it with all your heart. Do it with faith. Do it in honor. Do it in favor. Do it as unto the Lord. Move the heavens and forget about man. Because every good and perfect gift doesn't come from man. Every good and perfect gift comes down from the Father of lights, in whom is no variation, neither shadow of turning. Whatever you release from the earth is released from the heavens. That's when you know it's coming down. That's why we pull on heaven all the time. This is how we pray. This is how we prophesy. This is how we live. We pull on heaven 24/7. It's who we are. It's what we do. Incredible times are raining on this generation. Because God has found the people of faith. God has found the centurions. God has found the spirits of David. Shadrach and Meshach and Abednego and Elisha, who demanded a double portion. The Spirit of the Lord lit upon Elisha because Elijah came and did as God said. He threw his cloak on him and just went on. And Elisha said, wait. And he said, wait for what? What do I have to do with you? I did what God told me to do. It was within Elisha to pursue. So he made an offering unto the Lord, and he pursued, and he followed, and he served, and he lived by faith. And when the prophet said, stay here, he said, I won't. He said, stay here, he said, I won't. He said, stay here, he said, as God, as I live, and as your soul lives and mine, he said, I will not leave you. He lived by faith. So what he asked for, he was honored with. Don't ask in faith. Live in faith. Have the faith that exceeding abundant and beyond all you know to ask or think is taking place in your life. Don't be comfortable. Be hungry. Don't go and hide in the cave. You'll lose your mind. You'll lose your joy. You'll lose your peace. Don't wait for a comfortable clay cave to settle into. Look for turbulent seas. Look for trying times. Look into the world that you're looking at and prophesy the word of the Lord. Chicken pox, monkey pox, hockey pox, it doesn't make any difference. The word of the Lord is COVID, it doesn't matter. God is the economy. God said, God said, God said, God said, God said. Watch you increase. Watch yourself increase. Watch the favor of the Lord rain down on you. Watch people of influence come and ask you what God is saying. Watch people of renown. Watch the governments and the nations, your moms, your dads, your uncles, your brothers, your sisters, those that seem more accomplished than you. Watch them come and inquire of the Lord, because God is sending them to those that have the word of the Lord in their mouth. Because God said, this is where you will be. I'll meet you in the east. And God's going to get you there one way or another. He will either turn you around or he will take you around, but you're going to arrive. But when you arrive, let it be joy and not just a journey. Live by faith in God. Your mind needs to feed on faith. This is the greatest season of your life. You believe it? Lift your voice and shout, yeah! I see you living by faith in an uncompromising way, standing in a place, in a space where you say, the Lord told me to do what I do, and don't listen to the one that would lie to you. Don't be deceived by the promises of man. What they say they will do, they will not do. They don't have the hands. But what God says he will do, God will do. Be still and listen to what God has said. Forget what you have done and do what he has shown you to do. The dawn of a new day is rising on you. Unlike any time, unwielding in favor, honor, and power, We seize the moment and we say, this is the hour. What God has said, He said about me. No matter what I've done or what people say about me, it's not by might nor by power, but by His Spirit. I am alive today because God called out my name. And He said, walk this way. Greater is He that is in me than he that is in the world. Greater is God that is in me than he that is in the world. God before me, and He is. Crystal, God is seizing you in this time. You have to stand up strong like never before and say of the Lord, God's going to use me. Forget what I want. Forget what I like. Forget what I do. Be generous in your heart and give and give and bless those around you. Speak the word of the Lord and God will clothe you in a way you cannot clothe yourself. And the Lord will rain His favor down on you if you will favor the word and the will of the Lord and pursue Him with all your heart and your mind. He will show you a you didn't know was true, but it will show you, I'm God in you. You have the greatest day of peace, and you won't have to fear that your mind will fall in the pattern of those that lived before you. But God will give you a peace that you have never known and a stability in your mind that only faith can bring to you. This is the greatest season of your life. Give the Lord praise. Unbelievable, unimaginable, beyond the stress of the mind. God gives you solemn peace every moment, every day. It's that unusual kind. We breathe in the presence and the Spirit of the Lord as Adam did on day number one. The first day of his life, the first day of his beginning. So are we. We are redeemed in the Adam of God. Quickening Spirit. We can hear it. Father, we praise you in it. We rejoice in you. Rejoice in the Lord always. Angie, again, I say rejoice. What man says, what man does is misdirection without faith. What say you of yourself and where you stand? It is the word of the Lord that will do, not what you want, but what God wills, that will cleanse. Cleanse your home, cleanse your business, cleanse your resources, cleanse your bank account, cleanse your feet, cleanse your hands, cleanse your eyes. It is the word of faith. Do not be deceived by those that are deceived. But say of the Lord, God has said, this is the greatest season of my life. Only good will happen to me. And live in the light of those words and no other. And you will see the salvation of your God and of His Christ. Give the Lord a shout of praise. Lift up your voice to His name. Say, holy, holy is His command. God's not asking questions except to say, will you believe? Every word of the Lord is yes and amen. That means what God has said, God will do. He will surely bring it to pass. What God has commanded is sure and right. His word will not fail you. God is raising up and has already given breath into a generation that will create some of the most eye-opening, revelatory motion pictures on the screen that you have ever seen or heard in your life. It will feel like you were living in the days of the prophets, in the season of the outpouring of the Lord. You have no idea the influence you wield in what you have. It is the content that God gives you that will make the difference. Those whose heart has been purged by the word of the Lord and seasoned by the anointing of God. God seasoned Elisha to walk in the steps of Elijah. But what Elijah couldn't do, Elijah finished, said, yes and amen. God said, amen. Elisha said, I don't want to do what Elijah couldn't do. I want to do what he didn't even think about doing. Give me a double. Make mine a double. Give me a double. A double portion. Make mine a double. Give me a double. Make mine a double. A double portion. A double portion. What God said he do, he will do, but you have to listen to. Moses didn't hear everything that God wanted him to hear until he took the steps. And Moses didn't hear what he wanted to hear. The people didn't clap and say, go. The people you're around that don't have the heart and the word that you have won't understand what you're saying. God is doing a new thing. He's doing a brand new thing. God is doing a new thing. He's doing a brand new thing. He's creating the word that he's already spoken, but he's creating it in you. Remember, remember, remember. Faith gives you the heart of God, the heartbeat of the Spirit. It challenges everything around you, but overcomes it with overwhelming increase and blessing and provision and honor and favor that comes from the Lord. You're not going to command God. You're going to listen for him as Elijah did. He couldn't tell God what he was going to do, and he wanted to do wouldn't come true. God said, Elijah, this is what you will do, and you will do it too. Make mine a double. Make mine a double. Make mine a double portion of the Lord. Double portion of anointing. Double portion of influence. Double portion of power. Double portion of authority. Double portion of insight and understanding. Find a word. Find the feet of a prophet that will speak. Speak the word. Speak the word of the Lord. Hold on. Don't let go. Don't let his words make you say, whoa. But say of the Lord, God, speak, create in me a clean heart. Oh God, renew a right spirit in me that I may know to do as you say to do. And that the journey is a joy and not just an arrival. This is the greatest season of the Lord. So I call for the spirit of renewing, not just revival. God is doing a new thing. He's doing a brand new thing in you and me. God's doing a new thing, sir. God is doing a new thing. You won't be able to debate or hesitate, for the Lord will make them bait to feed on the faith God has given to you. God has given to you. Make mine a double. Make mine a double. Make mine a double. A double portion. Steve, God make yours a double. God make yours a double. God make yours a double. A double portion. The time you came out of is not the time you will go back to. But God will renew and gather up all the broken pieces and bring them together. And if you will walk in the fervor, you will walk in the favor. And if you will walk in the favor of the Lord, your seed will say, I bless you, Dad, for being obedient to the word of the Lord. And I too will serve the God you serve, because I see you serve him with a fervor. I see your faith when I cannot see mine. God, make yours a double. God, make yours a double. God, make yours a double. A double portion. Come on. Give the Lord a shout in the house. Worship your God today. Great is the Lord our God. He's leading me every moment, every hour of the day. Influence will bow its ugly head to the favor of God. And when it raises its head up, it will have a different face, a different spirit. Go up, meet the prophets. As you meet them, you will come down with them, prophesying, for God makes you king and ruler and leader. As it was through the mouth of the prophet Samuel, so it will be in this day. Go up and meet the prophets. Hear the word of the Lord. See the prophet prophesying. The word of the Lord is sure. The word of the Lord is yes and amen. How can we help but prophesy, prophesy, prophesy? Give the Lord a shout in the house. Make mine a double. Make mine a double. Make mine a double. A double portion of your anointing. Make mine a double. Make mine a double. Make mine a double. A double portion. The Lord is grabbing up the remnants of time. Places we were that we didn't finish. Things and relationships that were but were never complete. Times and seasons where we missed the moment, the second, the minute, the hour. And God is redeeming those times. Redeem the time of the Lord. He's bringing it together. He is the potter that works the work on a wheel. Prophet, go down and see. See what I do. When you go and you see, you will hear the word of the Lord there. And as the prophet, listen to the word of the Lord and watch the potter work the work on the wheel. It looked as though the potter destroyed that work which he had, and it became flawed and distorted in his hands. And the word of the Lord is, he took and reshaped it. This is a redemption of that time. And God said, I am the potter. Can I not do with the clay as I will? So it is this day. The Lord will shape the nations and his people, times, relationships, seasons, moments, and hours. And the Lord will gather them up in his hands. And the Lord will make a vessel pleasing in his sight. And the Lord will fill it with his spirit. The Lord will fill it with new wine. The Lord will fill it with the influence and the insight of his will and his word. And the Lord will pour it out, and it will feed nations, and they will drink from it and be filled with the spirit of wonder. For the Lord God has said it, and the Lord shall surely bring it to pass. Give the Lord a shout in the house. Give the Lord a shout. Give the Lord a shout. Give God a shout of praise. Lift your voice. Yeah! Lift your hands. Bless his holy and mighty, 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 mighty. Chris, the whole point, Terry, the whole point is the new opportunity stands before you. But God says, I open a door which only faith can explain and give the understanding. A season of time passing away and things going one direction and then going another. And not really find a sure-footedness. But the Lord says, it is the faith that I have given you that is your surety. It is your place to stand. And if you will stand and remain and continue to remain without question, says the Lord, but speak and say, God has said, it has come to pass. The Lord will show you. What he has already done is waiting for you to walk in as a home furnished by the Lord, blessed of God, favored of the Lord, the house and the cupboards filled with food, the well filled with sweet water. For the blessing of the Lord is on those that trust in him with all their heart and do not lean on their own understanding. Be contrite before the Lord. Humble yourself before the hand of Almighty God, and he will exalt you in due season. This is the greatest season of both of your lives. Give the Lord a shout. Shout to your God. worthy of all the praise. Lift up your voice and just bless His holy name. This is beyond a doubt the most incredible season of your lives. Worship the Lord. Give Him the praise. Do His name. And everyone shouted, yeah!